Previously in the Vampire Diaries.
Turn it off. She's ruthless without a humanity.
I'm done playing nice.
It's really a good idea that he was wearing this. That's emotional, yeah.
Silas is psychic. He can get into people's heads and their minds and even see things that aren't really there. Silas wants me to drop the veil between our side and the other side. He wants to take the cure, and then he wants to die. I said I'd help him, and I've been hiding from him ever since.
What did I do? I almost killed him. No.
The emotions are overwhelming you. You just have to focus on one thing, okay?
I did. I focused on hate.
Even if you spend 10 minutes of your life hating her, she wins.
Not if I kill her.
Sam?
That did nothing. How's it for you?
Again. Good. Now, focus on letting it go.
Or we could skip the sublimating part and you can tell me where she is so that I can rip her head off.
I don't know where Catherine is, and even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Seven, you're the one who told me to channel all of my emotions into one single feeling.
I realize that. I just figured it would be love or hope or compassion, not unwavering hatred for a ruthless vampire that's 500 years older than you. All right, give me 50 pulse.
You wanted to kill Klaus when you got your emotions back.
No, and I couldn't.
If you don't think I can kill Catherine.
I don't think you really want to.
Maybe you're right. Maybe. I just want to feel the warmth of her chest cavity as I rip out her heart and watch her face as she realizes that I took it from her. Nah. I just want to kill her. It's that simple. I have a shower. So let me get this straight. You send out a notice of your impending graduation and people feel obliged to give you money?
Pretty much.
That sounds brilliant. Why aren't you participating?
I don't have a whole lot of family.
That makes two of us. Besides, I don't think it was my mother's dream to see me in a cap and gown. How about your mom?
Let's just say I'm not holding my breath for a graduation check.
Stamp, please. Thank you.
You don't have to pretend to be nice to me, Caroline. I know this is just a ploy to keep you distracted.
You're done? I'm only on my second batch.
We have family friends in Denver. Other than that, no one cares that I'm graduating. And to be honest, neither do I.
I know that's how you feel now, but once you get through this hating Catherine phase...
Wait, do you know where Catherine is?
No, why would I know where she is?
Yeah, but Caroline, if you did, you would tell me, right?
Lena, you're obsessing.
Caroline, listen to me. If you know where Catherine is, then you have to tell me.
I don't. Lena? Chill. Hello? Could you be any creepier?
Why are we here? You want me to make you truly immortal so that nothing can kill you. To do that, I need to talk to Katsia, which means I need to lower the veil to the other side.
That still doesn't explain why you made me trudge through mud in $500 boots.
A few miles that way, 12 hybrids were killed at the Lockwood Cellar. And a few miles that way, 12 humans died at the Young Farm. And this is a site where 12 witches were killed.
13 if you don't get to the point.
It's the expression triangle. I need to charge all 3 points and channel the mystical energy from Silas's tombstone. Once that happens, I can drop the veil inside the 3 points. And just long enough to get what I need.
And what exactly do you need?
Silas has done nothing but torment my friends. Now he wants to unleash hell on Earth? He's evil. In 2,000 years, only one person has been able to put him down.
Let me guess. Katsia.
If I can contact her, I can ask her how to do it. Now hand me the rock.
You're going to flood Mystic Falls with dead supernatural creatures so you can ask a 2,000-year-old witch not one but two favors? I think I'll take my business elsewhere. Hell.
I linked us. Which means you're stuck with me for the day. Siles can be anyone. If he gets in your head and figures out I don't need a full moon to do the spell, it's over. Now about that tombstone.
Just missed the donuts.
Yeah, I was with Elena burning off a few thousand hate-filled calories.
What happened to you helping me?
Help? Yes. Prolong the inevitable, waste of my time.
You're avoiding. How unexpected.
I'm not avoiding. Elena's only goal is to end Catherine's life, and that's not going to just magically disappear with Pilates and the juice cleanse.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming.
Hey. Why were we invited?
Well, the hospital has kept the blood banks empty ever since they were raided last month. We thought at the very least it would help keep the vampire population away.
And it didn't?
See for yourself. There were four other victims in this wing, each one almost completely drained of blood. You think it's Silas?
Or a doctor with some very questionable bedside manners.
But five victims? It's a lot of blood, and it's not like he can take it with him.
Unless he's feeling out for something big.
Big? Any details would be helpful, considering I'm dealing with five grieving families out there and a psychic killer on the loose.
Silas wants Bonnie to do a spell to drop the veil from the other side.
I have no idea what that means.
It's an invisible wall that separates our plane from the plane of all dead supernatural creatures. Now, Silas wants that to go away so he can take the cure, die, and not have to spend an eternity in a supernatural purgatory.
And when do you suppose Silas plans on doing this?
Next full moon. Tomorrow night.
Oh, that old Lockwood cellar reeks of wet dog. I'll be staying up here. You obviously don't know how this works. You realize I'm not just some wandering child in a supermarket, right? I'm a vampire that can kill you.
Whatever happens to me, happens to you. Do you really think I want you here?
And what is here? Oh, right. All dead hybrids. This should be good.
Like a meteorologist. Someone needs to do something before she explodes. I got this. Drink. You're putting everyone on edge. So, what's the deal? I'm new to this whole emotional switch situation.
It's not complicated. See that dartboard? All I can picture is Catherine's face.
So your emotions are on, they're just dialed to rage.
Look, Rebecca, I get that we had our Thelma and Louise thing back when I had my humanity off, but let me make one thing clear. We're not friends.
Okay, what about us?
Are we still friends? All those things you said when your humanity was off, is that how you really feel? Caroline, I really don't feel like going down memory lane. Well, what about when you said, and I quote, you're a repulsive, blood-sucking control freak monster? Did you really mean those things? If you're waiting for an apology, you're not going to get one. I can't let myself feel bad, because if I feel bad, then I feel everything, and we've all seen how well I handle that.
Completely out. I'll call my mom. Maybe she knows what's going on.
12 humans burned to death here. He died in vain for Silas.
What did you do?
I linked the final hotspot. It's time to drop the veil.
The power outage has originated at three different places in town.
Young Farm, Lockwood Estate, and a blown transformer off Old Miller Road.
Well, these are the locations of the Silas massacres. It's the expression triangle. Bonnie must be doing the spell.
So much for needing full moon.
And there's something else. One of the power company guys has a daughter who goes to school with Bonnie. He saw her leaving the Young Farm an hour ago with Elena.
But Caroline's with Elena.
Looks like Bonnie Bennett has a new doppelganger friend.
So how do we find them?
Well, they must be somewhere in the triangle. My guess is that they would be right in the middle.
And where exactly might that be?
Where's Caroline?
Inside looking for Bonnie. I think we just split up. Dana and I can look outside while you and Caroline look inside.
All right, let me know if you find anything. Someone's an eager beaver.
Where's Catherine?
Now I get it. One brother shoots you down, you ask the other one. Great.
You know, don't you?
Do you not notice all the end-of-the-world crap going on right now?
Tell me that you don't want her dead. After everything that she did to you, stringing you along for hundreds of years?
Elena, we don't need to list all the reasons that I hate Catherine. What we need to do is find Bonnie. Come on.
I don't care about Bonnie. I care about killing Catherine.
They're together. Okay? So maybe you should do a little less threatening and a little more looking. Come on.
Hey, there you are. Any luck?
We searched the whole school. She should be here. This is the center of the triangle. If she's going to do the spell, she has to do it here. This is where they should be.
Actually, I think we're in the right place. Just the wrong elevation.
Okay. This is the center of the triangle. I'm ready. Now, give me the tombstone.
The fact that this spell hinges on some crappy hunk of blood rock does little to inspire my confidence.
It's filled with the calcified blood of Katsia, one of the strongest witches in the world. It'll work.
If I remember correctly, I think there's an entrance in the basement.
Well, where's the basement?
Off the boiler room.
You hear that?
All right, I'll meet you there.
What?
You're gonna have to stay here.
Are you kidding me?
We really need to stop Bonnie from doing the spell, and if you get all murderous and screw it up...
Is that really the reason?
As self-righteous as Stefan is, he has a point. Behind your rage, there is a tidal wave of feelings. All of your guilt, all your grief, every emotion you've ever put off, and killing Catherine's going to let it all in. And if you can't handle it, then we're back to square one.
And if I can, what if killing Catherine takes away all that grief and guilt? What if killing Catherine finally lets me feel all the good things that I've lost? Damon, help me. As soon as I get over the turtle, I'll be me. I'll be able to think clearly, I'll be myself, and everything will go back to normal.
She's strong and crafty, and you'll die.
We still die trying.
Oh.
that is happening, I'm channeling the expression triangle. Son. Veil's down.
Really good or really bad?
It's good to see you too, Damon.
I'd say the feeling is mutual, except a lot of people aren't exactly who they say they are around here.
You think I'm Silas? Are you kidding me?
See, this puts us in a bit of a pickle because that is exactly what Silas would say.
Now, would Silas know about Locker 42?
Hang on. I can see you. And I can touch you. It means the little witch did it. She dropped the veil.
Well, not completely. It's only down inside the expression triangle. If I step outside of it, it's back to ghost world.
Where's everybody? I figure with the veil down, it'd be like Ghost of Palooza.
Well, not every ghost has a reason to come back to Mystic Falls. Just the ones like me, looking after their idiot best friends.
I'm more worried about the ones looking out for their enemies. This wind is weird. One minute it was blowing like a hurricane. Now nothing. Not even a breeze.
Looks like something wicked finally came.
You know, you don't have to be here. I mean, technically only one of us is getting paid.
It's fun. And kind of cozy. With the storm outside and the candlelight. Oh my god. Cole.
Greetings from the dead. Sir, you fancy the drink?
I thought I'd never see you again.
Spare me the waterworks, sister. I've already watched you grieve. It lasted a full 24 hours, remember?
I'm assuming this means Bonnie dropped the veil.
Not completely, and not for long. But who am I to give up an opportunity for revenge? My killer's already dead, but his sister's just as culpable. So maybe you could help me find her.
You heard Elena.
Oh. I'm going to. But please, continue. I'm curious as to where you're going with this.
You make your point, Cole. Leave.
First, tell me where I can find Elena.
She left here hours ago. We don't know where she is. Now get out!
I see you finally got the quarterback to pay attention to you. How's the throwing arm, champ?
Talk, Bonnie. Stop talking. I can't reach out to Ketsia with you breaking my concentration every 5 seconds. Bonnie, did you hear that someone's coming? You be quiet. I have vampire hearing, Bonnie, and there's someone here. Unlink me so that I can go stall them while we wait for Katia to show up. I'm not letting you go. Then at least give me some slack. Fine, go. Stop them. Get me. Come on, Catherine. I let you out of your cage, and this is how you thank me? No.
This is how I thank you.
What happened?
Catherine! Find Catherine, we're late!
Then unlink her! You go off, stay with Bonnie. You have done nothing but suck the happiness out of my life!
No!
Well, now, I get to kill you.
Oh, no, wait, please!
Goodbye, Catherine.
Stephen!
Thanks for the save, handsome.
Get the hell out of here before I kill you myself.
Really? I'm your biggest problem right now. You know, I could just cure this for you easily, right?
I'll be fine.
Why won't you ever let me help you?
It's not you, it's... Look, people in this town have a bad habit of turning into vampires, and I'd like to graduate high school as a human. I think there's a first aid kit in the back.
Okay. Helen, how are you still here? Oh my God. Keep cutting. Mommy, are you okay?
Yeah. How about I unlinked her?
What are you doing down here?
Waiting for Katsuya.
You might be waiting a while.
Katsuya isn't coming, Bonnie.
Silas. But I saw Caroline. How? I thought you couldn't get inside my head.
That's what I wanted you to think. I can make you see whatever I want you to see. Am I a disfigured monster?
Of course not. The monster is what I wanted you to see.
That's the beauty of all this. You have no idea who I am.
Or what I look like.
Or how deep I am inside of your head.
You thought that you were more powerful than me?
I'm stronger than you can imagine. I defeated the Hunter's Curse in minutes. You thought that you could betray me. You can't. I will always be one step ahead. How could you save her? She was as good as dead.
Yeah, and so was Bonnie. Bonnie used a spell to link herself to Catherine, so if you killed her, Bonnie would be dead too.
How do you know that?
Because I saw her, Elena. You almost killed your best friend.
I don't believe you.
Really?
You never wanted me to kill Catherine. Why are you protecting her, Stefan?
Listen to yourself. Your rage is making you crazy.
Do you still have feelings for her?
This isn't even about Catherine. This is about Jeremy. What, you think that killing her will take all that pain away? It won't.
Oh, but beating up Cinderblox will?
No, it's a distraction. Just like killing Catherine, just like turning your emotions off. The truth is, there are no shortcuts. You are a vampire, Elena. Loss is part of the deal. Look, I've been alive for 163 years. I have lost more loved ones than I can count, and it hurts me every single time.
So there's no hope? You're saying I'm hopeless?
No. I'm saying you have to face your grief. But you don't have to do it alone. I can help you.
Oh, of course you can. God, Stefan! Always trying to help, and your concern for me is just...
You're transferring your rage onto me. That's good.
I don't need to transfer anything. I can hate two people just fine.
Hey.
Just like the cinder block. Nothing. Hey, snap out of it!
I need to bleed. Silas wants me to bleed.
Stop it, you're hallucinating!
Let me do this.
I need to do it.
You're gonna cut your hands off!
She's been here the whole time. That means Silas is with you. Perfect.
Yeah, it gets worse. The veil's down.
Cole came by looking for Elena. Seemed a little pissed. You got any good news for me, Donovan?
We'll handle this. Just watch your back.
Call Stefan. Tell him about Caroline. Tell him to keep an eye on Elena. God knows he'll do a better job than me.
Stefan? Isn't she your girlfriend?
Who knows? I know she was sired to me. I know her emotions were off. I know she's so full of rage she wants to rip Catherine's head off.
But you have no idea how she feels about you, and now you're freaking out.
Call Stefan.
Let go of me!
Have you tried compelling her?
I can't. She's on the vein.
Let me go! Look, Caroline, you're graduating, and Uncle Bob and Aunt Mary really want you to graduate with both your hands.
I need to keep cutting.
Shut up!
Let go!
Yeah.
Bitch! There is the Caroline I know and love.
Stay away from me.
Gladly. Once you finish the spell, then when the veil is dropped completely, I can take the cure. I just want to pass on, Bonnie. I'll even let you kill me. I'll be out of your life for good.
But every dead supernatural creature will be roaming the earth.
Well, if you don't help me, I'll be roaming the earth.
I was never going to drop the veil.
I'm curious. What was your plan?
Powwow with Ketsia. Brainstorm ways to put me down.
Ketsia's not coming. She wants me on the other side with her. Fraternity.
Bonnie! Bonnie!
That sounds familiar. Maybe Damon will convince you.
I won't let you.
You won't let me what? You feel that, Bonnie? The air thinning. Barely enough to breathe.
Brother and friend, what genius came up with that one?
I give up, Jared. I really wanted to kill her for you, but there's no point. Stefan's right. It's just a distraction. And
then fine, I'm weak, but I can't handle you. I can't handle you being gone. I can't handle feeling like this anymore.
Hello, old friend. Pity about your brother. Guess it's just me against you now.
Bonnie. This is a real Bonnie. Feel the air in your lungs. Break through. Would Silas try to save your life? Now breathe, child. There. I was so worried about you. I know. But I'm okay. been watching over you.
I messed up. I'm sorry.
You can still stop Silas. No, I can't. Kenzie was able to immobilize him so he couldn't feed and get into people's heads. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to put him down.
You can do that. Expression is the manifestation of your will. You could do anything. I don't like it, but sometimes there are no choices. But you are strong enough. You can do this.
Whoa, just wait. I called Stefan. He's heading for Elena. Did you find Silas?
Yep.
David, it's me!
No, you're not. I've been listening as soon as I care to admit, and there's no way you just came from the school. Your mind games don't work on me, Silas.
I may not be able to kill you, but I will stop you. I will make the blood clot in your veins. I will make every bone, muscle, and joint in your body turn to stone. You won't have power anymore.
What the hell is happening?
He can't hide behind his mind control anymore. He's becoming his true self.
Who exactly might his true self be?
I guess we'll never know.
Now this is what I've missed. Two people connecting. It's learning on the other side. And I swear being invisible will drive you mad. And the way you couldn't see me standing in front of you. I feel my breath on your cheek as I whisper all the ways that I wish for you to suffer. But alas, now you can.
Go ahead, call. Kill me. Do me a favor.
As you wish, darling.
How many times do I need to kill you?
Jeremy Gilbert. Welcome back. Now, what's the saying? Kill me once, shame on you. Kill me twice, shame on you. Let's leave it at that, shall we?
Elena! Elena!
To get rid of Silas's body.
Well, there's a slight problem, Medusa. Even though you turned him into stone, if he gets one more drop of blood, he's back to his old mind tricks.
All right, so let's do what we should have done to Klaus. Let's drop his body in the middle of the ocean.
Bonnie? I don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything. But I was so horrible to you.
You weren't you. I know what that's like. That wasn't me for a long time. We can talk about that later. Got some catching up to do.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I'll give you guys as much time as I can. I have to go put the veil back up.
I should make sure Cole's body is somewhere safe until the veil goes back up.
Stefan, wait.
Welcome back.
There isn't enough time.
It'll never be enough time.
Damon, I'm sorry.
Stop. The most important thing right now is Jeremy. And saying goodbye.
Yeah, I'm not really in the mood to, celebrate.
What's wrong with you? Silas is dead, or whatever, and you're just sitting here, like a bump on a log.
There was someone that I thought I would see today, and, I didn't. That's all.
And you better mean me.
Appropriate way to spend my last moment as a semi-living person.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have someplace better to be?
Guess not.
Thought you were cutting back.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to take care of the children.
You heard that?
Well, that's not creepy. I found this in that guy's pocket. Thought it might be more use here than, say, 3 miles below sea level.
The hell am I supposed to do with this?
Get the girl.
She punched you in the face?
Yep.
Take a hint.
So wait, you've been back, what, 5 minutes and you're already laughing at me?
No, I've been laughing at you for a while. You just haven't been able to see me.
You have any idea how much I miss you?
Trust me. I do. Although, I see I've been replaced by another blonde.
You knew that one for.
She's cute.
Do not start.
You have to put up the veil. Not yet. What are you doing, Bonnie?
I can bring Jeremy back. I can keep him here.
No, you can't.
Elena needs him. This was always the plan. Jeremy wasn't supposed to die.
It was the will of nature. There is no magic in this world that is strong enough to challenge it.
I have every magic. I have the spirit.
On anyone.
Stop it.
I have expression.
Stop it, Bonnie.
Caroline didn't thank you for pulling out of that hallucination earlier. Thanks.
I'm just glad I got the chance to knock her upside the face. Oh my god.
Who the hell
hell is that?
That is my ex-boyfriend, Alexander. He's a vampire hunter. Thank God, the power's coming back. Maybe that means the veil's almost up and he'll disappear again.
I'm dead.